Hayom Shmona Varboim Yom Shehem Shisha Shavuos V'Shisha Yomim BaOmer. Today is 48 days of the Omer. Today we will focus on the attribute of Yesod, our holiness and purity, and in binding heaven and earth in our most physical ways. Within the attribute of Malchus, kingship, doing things L'Shem Shemayim, coronating Hashem over you, making it that Hashem is the focal point of everything that you are doing. So in the Bein Adam L'Malkum area, you should take to heart that in order to merit coronating Hashem, which resides in your soul, and coronating Hashem over your body, and to accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven, you have to make great efforts to grab onto holiness and purity in general, and especially the holiness of the bris and your tongue. That's the only way, if you can control your physical lusts, that's the only way that the neshama can rule over the body. Because otherwise, the body's way too resistant from that. You also have to take to heart that in order for the supernal attribute of Malchus to bring down a flow of holiness and purity onto you, you want Hashem to send a wave of Kedusha down to you. You have to be careful not to blemish your own holiness and purity. The meat of Malchus is most particular about this area of Yesod. And remember that as great as King David was, full of Torah and good deeds, it didn't help him when he sinned with Bathsheba, which was a failure in Yesod. And it didn't help him until he had to receive his full punishment. Why? Because David sinned in the area which he was connected to, which is Malchus. And the Yesod of Malchus, as a king, he made a terrible mistake in Yesod. So when he didn't properly guard his Yesod of holiness even one time, the strong bond was loosened. And he was punished in accordance to what was demanded of a person of such a high level. So if you want Hashem to help you and pour in Kedusha, you got to really be careful in this area. Also make efforts to pray to Hashem for purity and to be able to cleave to tzaddikim, which can arouse you to purity. And these Sfira days are the most precious times for growth in this area. You should make every effort to grab onto this as much as you can in these last days, so they can have what to have for the rest of the year, and in another few days, you'll lose the opportunity to get all this divine assistance. In the areas of Ein Adam L'Chaveru, between man and others, you should make efforts to be able to bench with a zimun and a cup of wine, which is all rooted in Malchus, that's royalty. How are you going to do that if you're eating bread by yourself? That will require you to invite guests, and guests themselves are rooted in Yesod. Invite them for meals, which you are eating. And therefore, make that effort to get people involved with you so you can bench with a zimun. Now also, in order for your prayers to be desirable and accepted before Hashem, and again, prayer is part of rooted in Malchus, see to it to be at peace with all people, and especially with your spouse and children who are rooted in Yesod. Also make efforts to train your children, your descendants, in the way of pure service of Hashem, that has in it the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. For example, you should do mitzvahs. When you're doing mitzvahs in front of them, do it with great enthusiasm and explain to them you're doing this activity in order to serve Hashem and that you are honoring him through these actions. And this will etch your actions into them, and your descendants are your Yesod, so that they will emulate you. So you should use your mouth when you make peace between two people and between spouses. That's, and for everything else that we've discussed today. Also, you should make effort to learn the order of Taharas, of the laws that deal with Tumah and Tahara, and in portions of the Torah that are auspicious to draw holiness and purity to those who learn it. You should make efforts to learn it at night, especially at midnight. For example, get up midnight and learn that Torah. Also, concentrate on the blessing of Sim Shalom and the Amidah, that Hashem should forgive you for maintaining arguments with other people, causing pain for the Shekhinah. You should concentrate when saying the name of Shin Dalad Yud in your prayers and when learning the oral law, especially at night and especially at midnight. And the quality to acquire Torah is Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Omro, quotes a thing in the name of the one who said it. The Talmud says that this brings redemption to the world, as we see in the book of Esther, that when Mordechai told Esther about the plan to kill Ahasuerus, Esther, when she told Ahasuerus, she said it was Mordechai's idea. And that ultimately brought the salvation for the Jewish people. And how do we do this? Not only should you refuse to pass off as your own. Whatever you heard from others, to plagiarize it. But you should also mention by name the person from whom you heard it. When you don't plagiarize Torah from others, it will inspire you to create your own novel Torah insights that will be attributed to you. And that's how you grow in your learning. And that's the goal of is to have much more learning. And the goal is to bring redemption into the world. So we should all have atzlacha in getting close to finishing up our perfection of Malchus by focusing on our Yesod aspects of being careful in these areas. In that way, we'll be able to coronate Hashem, have our soul control our bodies. We should be able to bench with a mezumen. We should have our prayers heard by making peace with others, especially with our family, and training your children to have this same exciting avodas Hashem of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Have a good day.